And good morning. Well, we are halfway in the midday aspect, but still, good morning, good morning, good morning. And welcome to your brand conversation on this lovely Friday session here on your number one talk radio station of Eagle FM. Now, as you probably are looking forward to the rest of your weekend and just mulling about in terms of your discussion points or looking at various other discussion points to generate yourself, here in the company of your number one talk radio station, we're still touching on that niche marketing aspect that you can expand into, make use of, as well as also adopt in any form of business approach that you are still contemplating, looking at, and hopefully trying to capitalize on for the rest of this year of 2022. Now, in the niche marketing discussion point where we left off yesterday is that we ended off by taking a look at the, you know, a handful of examples in terms of where you can branch out to, where you can establish yourself or just get your foot in as a business startup or as an entrepreneur. And one of that was starting off firstly with the conscious consumer approach, which then led into the health and wellness business approach or niche marketing approach. But understand, I expressly indicated to you that the conscious consumer can be found in a broad spectrum. Almost everywhere in the consumer realm, in the business realm, you can find a conscious consumer. Well, if you just have to look at motorists, we have now all become very sober, very conscious because of the constant or the consistent petrol price increases that have taken place. From there on, you can then try and find a way of tapping in, either becoming or venturing into a startup of becoming some form of a biofuel that has the same properties as the petrol or the type of fuel that a normal petrol or diesel car can run on, or even just looking at a way of coming up with a bicycle or becoming a bicycle startup, you know, a bicycle manufacturer, because that would revolutionize the whole transport industry in the country potentially. Or even just, if you want to go even a step further, go up and try and look at a way of modernizing Namibia's public transport aspect. And what I mean by that, modernization usually implies making use of massive public transport infrastructure as aspects that can help people get to their jobs nonetheless as well. And from there on, all that people have to worry about is probably just the other aspects of their lives. Now, from that point, health and wellness is one such conscious consumer that comes to mind, because health and wellness consumers come out of the conscious consumer bracket. Now, the conscious consumer bracket is already a niche market itself. It's already a niche market itself. But you can further segment, and this is what I'm indicating to you, you can further segment that conscious consumer into specific categories, health and wellness. So health and wellness would look at people that are trying various kinds of eating lifestyles, meaning changing either from an animal protein-based lifestyle, which includes either meat products, to potentially just staying on plant-based or plant protein-based diets or lifestyles or consumption lifestyles. Ultimately, this does translate into a different kind of approach, because you then have to look at, okay, what is the dietary value or the health value that is derived or that is generated out of this approach. From that specific discussion point, you can see where you can go. Health and wellness can also lead into that discussion in terms of if you have to look at, for example, fertility, or even have a look at longevity in terms of life. For how long do you want to live? You know, is there any change in lifestyles that you want to adapt or adopt or make use of? All that factors into that. Health and wellness also stretches into whether you want to open up a gym or a specific gym. Because you can have a gym under conventional under conventional point that you and I understand it as being, you know, men and women can go to the same facility, make use of the same facility, and then also derive the value that they are paying for. Or you can have there was this one nice niche gym here at here in the capital in Windhoek for women only. It was a gym for women only, and they would do specific kinds of routines as well as also wellness and health routines that is suited to women. Well, if you are a guy that wants to join in such an aspect, by all means, but still, the clientele that the business owner was aiming to only serve and to only provide a service to and value to was to women. No matter the age, no matter the bracket, it was mainly to women. Now, if you see where I'm going with that health and wellness talk, you can even see that you can, from your conscious consumer, you can further segment your market, your niche market segmentation can further be segmented into health and wellness. That can even be further segmented into a variety of brackets and categories. And ultimately, even within that market segmentation, you can then further still segment even. So the possibilities out there for you are limitless. It's only the ceiling, the sky, or as I used to like reading Asterix and Obelix comic books, that where the one chieftain in the comic book would constantly say, the sky, the only thing we can fear is the sky falling on our heads. Meaning, it's limitless. Your imagination in that sense is limitless. Now, understand also, health and wellness obviously has a very strict game plan that you have to subscribe to. What I mean by a game plan is, like all of us that were athletes at one stage, meaning football lovers, rugby lovers, tennis lovers, the game has a set of rules. This is not like any other kind of business realm where you can just try and import or bring in something and just sell it. When it comes to health and wellness, there is a standard that you'll have to subscribe to. So first and foremost, and this is just something I'm adding in, you've got to get to know the game plan, get to know the discussion points, get to know the various rules, standards, and also the applicable laws that will allow you to operate. Because health and wellness is not just any market that you can just walk into and say, yes, I'm going to sell you now, I'm going to try selling you Viagra for men who suffer from impotency or stuff like that. No. You'll have to subscribe to one or other standard or one or other association that is regulated in some form or another. So you'll have to be well versed in terms of the standards and regulations that exist. Now, that health and wellness, just to give you an overview, guys, if you are interested in entering that niche market, the global health and wellness market reach has achieved a total value as of 2020 of $3.31 trillion. $3.31 trillion. Yes, guys, it includes the likes like Pfizer, Moderna, those guys, you know? Those guys that the names that we've been hearing, the pharmaceutical names we've been hearing from the COVID pandemic even. It includes those guys as well. They are also part of this bracket. I know it's a umbrella bracket, an umbrella category, but they are factored into this. Now, health and wellness refers to taking care of your mind, your body, and your spirit. So you have a vast opportunity at finding a way of tapping into this. One of the easiest is going into a gym or one or other activity. I'm seeing now so many Namibian professionals between the ages of 25 to 45 and even 50 that are continuously trying to participate for this past year, guys. Just for this past year. And I'm just observing them from their WhatsApp statuses. They are going into Sunday walks. They're going into cycling. They're trying to participate in the Cape Argus or the Cape cycling meetings and meets. It's a plethora of events. And on top of that, and that's now taking away Namibia's various participation at various international sports, events. Take that away. Namibians are sport crazy, sport mad. So we have a healthy lifestyle or a healthy culture in itself of sporting activity. So That just means you've got so much to tap into if you are someone within the activity range of things. You've got so much to tap into, and it's limitless. Guys, literally, it's limitless. Heck, you can even open up an amateur football club, or an amateur rugby club, or an amateur tennis club, or an amateur badminton club, or an amateur volleyball club, or an amateur table tennis club, or an amateur, what's the other one? Beach song.
Gusa etokoro lyo uhunga. Lipopera nyamoge, popera wakweni. Ninka wakurugane yowamba. Wakurugane yowamba. Wakurugane yowamba, oweno urugansi sungumi. Moktura moyo hundiro lyo uwamba zuma wakoko, dimo gwana kuma pukuru gomanzi. Tumako WhatsApp kwa nomoro zoe utantantatu zime, ntatwe utantane, mbali ntambali, mbali ntane. Ndidingurako Facebook kwa VMMC Namibia.
Hello Namibia, welcome to the world of Lela Pay. Lela Pay is an easy-to-use payment and booking mobile app that allows you to send out classified adverts or messages to your consumers and have them published in real time. What can you do on Lela Pay? Place classified adverts and messages on the Eagle FM app, Imba app, Lela Pay app, and place adverts in the Villager and many more vendors. You can also make payments. One can place messages of any events, including promotion, invitations, birthday wishes, funeral notices, and any announcement you wish to announce on a national level, starting from $3.50 per message. So, how does it work? Download Lela Pay app and open the app. Step 1. Register an account for free and log in to your account. Step 2. Go to your wallet balance and fund your account by filling in the required details. Step 3. Once registered, go to the vendor icons and select a vendor of your choice, Eagle FM or The Villager. Step 4. Schedule your message. Type it out and press send. Step 5. Once sent, your message or advert will shortly get published on the Eagle FM app, Imba app, Lela Pay, or the Villager newspaper. You also have the option to submit artworks for your adverts. Send these to digital@omalaiti.com and they will be published shortly. To be added onto the vendor list, contact us at 081-203-9633 or 083-2888.
Now, just coming back from our extended break, and I was, you know, just before the ad caught up there with me, was I wanted to include to you that you can even open up in a amateur volleyball, beach volleyball club. In all that senses, guys, the aspect of you getting into a startup, and don't worry, sport factors into health and wellness. You can get into any activity as a startup. Any activity. Remember, anything, almost anything can be made, can be converted, can be turned into one or other business venture. Now, our next discussion point is, but just to give you a little bit of some, you know, other stuff that you can also work with, is that you can also, and that's linking back into some of the examples I gave you also in the health and wellness bracket, is that there is, you know, if you're looking at people that want to move, have lifestyle changes in terms of the food that they eat, the types of products that they consume also, you can also look at that in that same approach or in that same regard, because it helps you to find various opportunities somewhere. The next one is having a look at pet owners. Yes, people who practice not just animal husbandry, not just farmers, livestock farmers, also people that make use of, you know, animal rearing of animals, or are pet owners in that broad space in terms of where humans are looking after animals, even in animal conservation, even in the parks and stuff like that. But that's a little bit more advanced, a little bit more complicated, because you've got national laws to deal with. In Namibia's sense, you've got national laws to deal with. So, but stepping away from the conservation approach and that aspect, you can look at pet owners as well. Because pet owners in startups, people have become very conscious. And pet owners are also part of the conscious consumers that exist For example, now, one of the major things that have come out of the United States, because just in, this past week, the United States had celebrated their Independence Day, the 4th of July. And one of the major discussions on the internet was based upon how to protect your pet from fireworks. Well, a lot of pets every year get injured because of very careless as well as also very dangerous human behavior, in a sense of where they shoot fireworks at animals, at people, at property. It can sometimes cause severe skin burns for both people and animals, as well as also it can cause major damages to property, like catching fire to a building, a tree, some crops, stuff like that. Those kinds of accidents do come about. Not that they are deemed accidents, because some of the people are actually charged for malicious damage to property. But from there on, with pet owners, guys, you can sell a myriad of products, even from comfort products to health products to one or other type of product that can help their pets, because a pet has now become sort of like a family, extended family approach for a lot of people in the world, not just here in Namibia. Case in point is that you've got to take a look at some people that have their pets or try to protect their pets in terms of, you know, various illnesses and diseases that sometimes only comes through in specific animal species. You can look at that approach. You could look at ways of trying even to bring in a massage parlor for cats, for cat owners. You can work from that approach, guys. It's totally doable. Even the most basic of the startup functions out there is people that can try to make extra money. They go and walk dogs. They walk people's dogs. They babysit, or they look after people's pets during the day. You charge a fee, and it's a fee based on per day activity, and then from there on you can start slowly making money. Now, total expenditures in the pet business, for example, in a market like the United States alone, was estimated at $99 billion in 2020 alone. $99 billion. It's 900. That's a trillion Namibian dollars. Well, more than a trillion Namibian dollars, but it's big business even. It's big business. Even if you do something as very small as a business activity or business venture as just babysitting someone's dogs and cats, or even if you're babysitting someone's cattle even on a farm, or even if you're babysitting someone's goats or their donkeys or their horses, it's something. Because some people, they would like to go somewhere, but they know there's some aspect in terms of, you know, just ensuring that there's some form of supervision over their animals, and that their animals are actually taken care of. Now, understand, I threw livestock and pets together in the same bracket because this does point towards the same thing as animal husbandry, where you do look after animals in one or other form. So in that sense, guys, you have a plethora of opportunity to start one or other business venture. It can be something small even. It can be something small. You can do it on your mountain bike, on your back paddle, bicycle even. You can do it on, you know, you would not even need or require major infrastructure investment even. You would not even require that. It would just be an opportunity for you to get out there, get your name going, start something up, and then work from there. Work from there. Now, in the pet ownership or the animal husbandry bracket, you've got something known as, you know, people that come up with sophisticated technology aspects, like pet cameras to watch and interact with pets while you're not at home. So you can be someone that installs this for someone. GPS pet trackers, pet tracking services, personalized products for pets, organic foods and treats for pets, as well as then also accessories and clothing bits. So even if you're someone who is a seamstress, if you have a seamstress skill, in terms of just selling to people, you can also make clothes or garments or accessories for animals, for people's animals. I mean, if someone comes and tells you just in last month in June, we had the two weeks of severe cold. Actually, this whole June was about severe cold, winter conditions. You could have sold to some farmers who have goats or small livestock, you know, something like goat blankets or goat coats, you know, something in that form to help them going. I mean, it's all about protecting the livestock of people. And if they can generate or maintain their body heat during the cold nights, because let's face it, a lot of farmers just allow their livestock to just sleep out there in the elements.
Ushua kokusha oshikwiri rimba oshina hepero momunyovye tupeva peyuva. Monao, po Global Parts, tunova ungure ova puike, odho nongo, nova harupu okuku vatera. Tunovitenda peke vyobikwiri rimba okudhako Volkswagen, Mercedes-Benz, Audi, BMW, nui natuwa weather ovitenda vyo Toyota. Wedhako omana omanene shimuna omaile no top run. Tuvadha po mura rimbui o Naismith mo Southern Industrial Area. Po Global Parts tukupa onji viro othemba ohunga no vitenda vyo vitore. Global Parts, global reach for best local advice and prices.
Now coming back, just where I ended off in terms of, you know, just indicating how even a seamstress can tap into this business venture. I mean, a lot of farmers, there was this one report that I read in the Afrikaans Daily newspaper where they indicated that one farmer, some farmers in the south of, you know, their goats, their small livestock, froze to death. You know, they died from hypothermia. Hypothermia is when you freeze to death. And ultimately, that speaks to, you know, just maintaining body heat. So you could have made something. You can get into that business venture in terms of protecting animals from the elements, from the natural elements. And from there on, you can generate a small startup of something because you would know what your overheads are. You would know what your cost implications are into your business venture or into your operational venture. From then, you will know what to do. Now, remember, this also forms part of the conscious consumer. The conscious consumer is such a it's such a widespread concept because you can find the conscious consumer in almost every fabric of society. The conscious consumer is aware of things. They are aware of their situation. They are aware of how they interact with a situation or their role in a situation. Now, it takes us up into the next aspect, and this forms part of the next level of conscious consumer that you've also got to factor in. Yes, guys, I know. And this one is not to trigger anyone, but this is one that you can also, to serve various kinds of communities within a country or within a national community known as the citizens of a country, you can look for specific targeted communities in that sense. The LGBTQ plus community. Now, in the LGBTQ plus community, various members of that community have different and specific needs in terms of various other consumer products, from consumer products to how they understand or how they want to be understood in terms of the product discussion. For example, the international LGBTQ plus community and the monetary value, meaning the spending power value, around the world is estimated at about $3.7 trillion globally. Yes, guys, I know I'm just throwing out some values in terms of monetary values, but imagine that's the global picture. Somewhere Namibia features into that global picture, that global economic picture. Somewhere Namibia features into that. And the onus then falls onto us in terms of either growing or developing that global picture. I mentioned the $3.31 trillion and in terms of the health and wellness. Then there was the $99 billion for pet owners. Then there is this $3.7 trillion global market. And at each level, you can see the niche marketing existence or the obvious niche marketing presence in each one. You can see it. Now, in each one of those examples or those values is Namibia features into that discussion point. Namibia features into it. So it's all about how to maximize. Do you have a product that can be, perhaps it just needs in its product concept, just needs to be adapted or just needs to be altered in one or other way to serve a specific customer segment. Remember, a specific customer segment is niche marketing. Now, in the LGBTQ plus community, for example, brands that make up authentic connections with this market are in the best position to serve this niche. What do I mean by this? Well, in the previous discussion points that I've had on the brand conversation, specifically with regards to digital marketing and conventional marketing, if you guys can remember those discussion points of earlier this year, especially about May, April, about thereabout, those discussion points featured how you can factor in personalized messaging in terms of your digital, in terms of your marketing exercises or your marketing activities. That personalization speaks to a specific niche, speaks to a specific market segment, helps you to reach a specific consumer. Because if you're going to act like a milk producer, or you're going to act like a potato manufacturer, or a potato factory, or a, what else can I use also? Or you're going to act like a onion producer. Everyone will just see onions. Doesn't matter what your packaging will be. They will just see it's onions. What's so special about your onions? What? But if you tailor your product, let's say you sell a specific onion that provides a specific nutritional value and you can prove it. You can prove it. It's not just something fancy you say on your marketing exercises, like in your packaging and then in your marketing messaging. If you say that your onion has hair on it, and this hair is an indication of extra nutritional contribution to someone's nutritional input, why not? Why not? Say it. Because it's about distinguishing your product offering from the rest of the market. Now, that's the same thing in terms of the LGBTQ plus community. That's everything from sport. Not from sport. Sorry, guys. That's everything from clothing to cosmetics to what else is there? To, you know, you can run wild with the concept. It's the same consumer. It's the same conscious consumer presence that you can find, for example, in the health and wellness bracket. It's the same one. It's the same one. But you also have to understand here, unlike with the health and wellness, here you've got to be very in tune with societal changes, with social structures, with various other social presences that come through from the LGBTQ plus community. Remember, guys, this is not something like selling to a man or to a woman. No. Yeah, you've got to factor other things in. You've got to consider the binary discussion. You've got to consider the gender-based discussions that, a lot of consumers are obviously aware of. But when they approach the LGBTQ plus, marketing messaging or business ventures that exist out there, it's a different kind of approach that you need to apply or that you need to be aware of. It's not to say that it's something out of space or out of sci-fi. No. It's just being aware of, it's almost like being aware of various groups and their cultural, cultural characteristics or cultural mannerisms and stuff like that. That's the only thing. Now, in this specific consumer segment, this is a growing consumer segment. Even here in Namibia, it is a growing and a developing consumer segment. So if you have a fabulous idea that you can perhaps segment, tailor, alter, or change just a little bit to try and serve or to try and incorporate the LGBTQ plus community, why not? Why not? The main thing is everyone, you will be aiming, you as an entrepreneur will be trying to serve as broad a customer base as possible. And ultimately also on the customer side, the customers would also want to be, one of those consumers and customers that say, I am making use of this product because this product helps me in alleviating a need or problem or a want that I have. It's the same approach. It's the same approach. From that aspect, guys, you then get into various other, you once again get into a different kind of conscious consumer. Now, remember, conscious consumer is permeating through all of these examples I'm giving you. You get the traveler. Now, the traveler forms part of, you would go like, okay, that's hospitality, leisure, tourism. For sure. But let's also factor this in. You get some travelers that are not consumers of hospitality. You get some travelers that are not consumers of tourist destinations. For example, let's say here in Namibia, you would get a traveler that is not coming for a business meeting, but they're also not coming for the Etosha National Park or for Sossus Vlei Conservation Park or for any other, natural pristine beauties of Namibia. They're not coming for any of that. They land at the airport. They get into a car and get transported to Windhoek. And ultimately, they don't make use of a backpackers, or they don't make use of a hotel or of a lodge or of any other, potential sleeping process or, lodgings that they can tap into. But they make use of aspects like Airbnb, where they rent someone's house or someone's flat or someone's property. Yes, guys, I specifically mentioned Airbnb because there was much furore, 2017, 2015, 2018, about Airbnb here in Namibia, where even NWR, the tourism regulator, wanted to step in and indicate, or was it NWR or NTB, one of those two entities, wanted to step in and say, yeah, Airbnb has to subscribe to Namibia's rules. But here's the thing. How would you know? How would they know? And in that same space, you've got Namibians here, because there are Namibians that make use of that, of Airbnb. You can rent out your space to any traveler. You can tap into the hospitality industry in that same sense. Because ultimately, you've also got to factor in hospitality in its same sense, in its entirety. Because hospitality in its entirety is where you get, establishments that are lodges, backpackers, bed and breakfasts. But for people who, if you are someone that you've got an extra property to make use of, or let's, for example, say you live in Windhoek, but you've got a property in Keetmans, or you've got a property in Lüderitz, and Lüderitz and Keetmans are close, or in close proximity to two Keetmans can be, isn't probably in the vicinity of much, of a handful of tourist destinations, because from Keetmans you can drive to the Fish River Canyon. At Lüderitz, you can look at a different kind of coastal view other than Walvis, Swakop, and Henties Bay. So you can even shoot up the popularity of Lüderitz itself as a beach resort, a beach resort town. Well, guys, I'm also actively indicating that sense because, well, you have to understand, digital marketing, digital advertising is also one of the major components that are attributing to that. Now, I mentioned about Airbnb because just like Uber, Airbnb is a disruptor. It's a technological disruptor. But Airbnb, you have to view it as something like, what's the thing's name? These property websites where you can find rentals or properties for sale. It's in that same class. It's just all about the person who owns the property rents it out to someone who is a traveler that doesn't want to stay in a bed and breakfast. They want to move ease of access, do their own thing. They want to be secure because there's been multiple, security questions about various kinds of establishments. Not just in Namibia, but also around the world. So people want to have a form of safety. If they want to go out to a club here in Windhoek, they want to know that they locked the door, they have power and access to the property, and then they know, okay, I can go and come back anytime when I want. Depending on how long they are going to rent or lease the property. That's all. Some travelers don't want to be hemmed in by the rules and regulations that a hotel has. Yeah, doors close by 12 o'clock. You can't go anywhere. or you can't order food from the kitchen if you are someone that eats at 3 o'clock in the morning. Travelers don't want those rules. They don't like those rules. So if you are finding a way, and I specifically mentioned this aspect because there are people that want to tap into the properties that they have, the assets that they own. They want to tap into that. They want to make some extra money from it. So why not? Get into that groove. Ultimately, also, you can find a way of also being a service provider, for example. Like some of these, what are they
called? Titanium, the perfect fit between platinum and silver, complementing our existing benefit options. We always offer a comprehensive healthcare experience. NHP, the premier member-centric medical aid fund. Visit NHP today at nhp.com.na. NHP, we're about you.
Now, it's not just an aspect of the almost the hospitality function as well. You can also look at the transport function for travelers. You can also look at the baggage function for travelers. You can look at import-export aspects for the traveler. Because some travelers might be business travelers. They would only come here for a day. But if you can facilitate a way of ensuring that if they have to move a product that they bought here, I'm not saying going into anything illegal, please, because some travelers also might be associated to these ivory syndicates, you know, these people that would try and ship elephant or rhino products illegally out of Namibia, because Namibia is one of those protected areas in the country. Also be aware of your customers. Let me just also stress that to you, because you've got to be aware of the type of consumer you'll be dealing with. But you've got some travelers that will only be here for a day, then they need to fly back. But then they would come and buy a specific thing. And for them, if it's too big to ship or to move that day and their flight, and they don't want to lose their flight, see if you can't facilitate in one or other function. You also get that export-import in that same regard. Now, all this, guys, speaks to a form of trading, speaks to a form of you factoring in as a supplier of a service, meeting up with a buyer of the service. Look at it in that same regard. Some platforms might just provide you with those extensions that you would have to register onto. And I also stress this in this specific conscious consumer, is that there are certain industry regulations that you might have to comply with. Be aware of them, especially of, industry, in the tourism industry. You've got to look at who are the regulators. Do you have to meet any of those standards? Can you bypass any of those standards? Yes, guys, as a business person, you will always be trying to look at some other way of bypassing some standards. But ultimately, it's about factoring in how you can make extra money on that same regard. Now, the next niche market is one that's actually been around for 20, 30 years in Namibia. This niche market is known as the gamers. Now, for one or other reason, I'm still sitting here thinking about, myself of trying to enter that market, because it's a very big market, guys. It's one of the most, it's one of the biggest growing markets anywhere in the world. Even if you take it from the entertainment, to the IT, to this fourth industrial revolution discussions that people are talking about, the gaming industry is the biggest. Now, you can take gaming from a gambling perspective, like, for example, a casino. You can take it to something like a lottery. You can take it somewhere to a functional game, you know, with graphics, three-dimensional graphics, or even two-dimensional, or even 2.5. Dimensional graphics in that same sense. The industry is limitless. It is limitless. Limitless. Now, understand, this niche market is a big niche market. I mean big. You've got Chinese, you've got Russians, you've got Russians, you've got South Koreans, you've got Americans, you've got French, you've got Canadians, you've got English, you've got Norwegians. You've got... Who else is there that I forgot about? But look at that market dominance. Look at that market dominance that I've just listed to you. I'm talking about market dominance because it's not even saturated. It continuously explodes. I mean, this whole discussion of metaverse and meta is born out of gaming. It is born out of gaming. Now, for one or other reason, I still don't know till this today. We've got the facilities from NUST and UNAM. And I'm talking about their IT departments because it is one of the easiest ways to build a company. One of the easiest ways out there. And it's similar to like an entertainment company. It's similar in terms of my own research that I've done. It's similar in that regard. An entertainment company, you need skilled artists. You need someone that can write a script. And then you need the guys that can build the graphics. Three components. I didn't even mention finance and marketing and communications. No, that's all that you need. That's all that you need. That's all that you need, guys. And I'm not even going to give you the resources of where you can find it all because it's so obvious even to find. Now, the gaming industry is even further segmented and, you know, specialized itself. It went into mobile gaming as well. Onto your cell phone, your smartphone. You can download games for free on the Apple Play Store or on the app. Yeah, no, sorry, I just mixed up two products in one. On the Apple iStore or on the Google Play Store. You can, the sky is the limit in this regard. Actually, this industry itself, out of 7 billion people on this planet, there are 2.7 billion gamers. 2.7 billion gamers. This is from people that are from 11, 12 years old up until 60, 70 years old. You can find a gamer. You can even make a gambling app. As long as you obviously, you know, you don't rip people off, but you can even branch out into that same sense, into that regard. Now, this does point to another kind of skill set. Obviously, let's not ignore that. Because this specific conscious consumer is someone that is willing to invest in the creative industry. The creative industry is this entertainment industry as a whole. So it's not just someone that will like watching movies or stuff like that. No. Step out of that aspect even. This is about presenting a creative product to someone that they can buy, use, and tap into. From this perspective, guys, why not? Why not? You can take a look at something. If you guys have ever seen those slot machines in gambling houses or in casinos or in a Shabino or cooker shop here in Namibia, wherever you've been, you would have seen those slot machines, those little gambling machines. Those little gambling machines. Those little machines, and I've spoken to someone that has owned one of those machines before. On average, that's one person that owns one of those machines. And I mean, it's even some of the things that the government has been looking at under the Lottery Act or, you know, that piece of legislation. On average, you make 60,000 from one of those machines on a weekend. Not on a month, on a weekend, potentially. My statistics might be a little bit off because they are a bit old in terms of like 3 to 5 years and, you know, in terms of getting the average. But that is on average. And that's also factoring in, you know, we had COVID in between, so people couldn't move around a lot. But that is a business venture on its own. That's a means of sustainability on its own. Now, if you've got some IT background, and you want to get into making one or other mobile app, why not? Look at the same concept and try and adapt it to a mobile app. I just might have to warn you, you have to be in tune with various national, meaning Namibian, African, continental, and international financial regulations. That's all I have to warn you. Because on the internet space and anything digital, they are very tight. So you've got to be aware of the regulations in each of those spheres. From Namibia, because Namibia and South Africa, we talk to each other. Then from this perspective, you have to look at the continental. And from the continental, you've got to look at the international platform. Because if someone in China is downloading your mobile app, your mobile lottery app, and the person is submitting payments, but they're not generating any fulfillment from it, you can be liable to one or other legal approach from that approach. I'm just indicating, giving you that warning. Now, this conscious consumer, guys, well, I mentioned to you that it's one of the fastest growing industries across the world. Well, here's how big it has been, or how big it can be envisioned. By next year, 2023, they're envisaging that the gamers or the gaming industry can reach $200 billion. 200 billion. And Namibia factors in there globally. Namibia factors in there globally. I mean, guys, you don't have to charge anything as extra, you know, astronomical. You just have to charge $1 US. Or one Namibian dollar even. That's all you have to think about. Charge in a denomination that factors into your operation costs or your costs, ultimately. Now, from this approach, guys, mobile gaming in particular is taking over and is becoming one of the biggest and fastest growing industries, accounting for at least 91% of that $200 billion. That potential $200 billion. Plus, you also have women entering the market. So it's not just about this is a man's sphere, or this is a man's game, or this is a man's entertainment activity. No. Ladies, you can find a plethora of approaches, from storytelling to educational. You mention it. You can tap your imagination dictates this approach in gaming. Gaming is entertainment in its bare basic form, but you can approach it whichever way you want. Now, the last one in terms of that I want to tap into is just taking a look at homeowners. This is the last niche market example that you can look at. Homeowners. Home ownership is one of the most important things, and it's one of the things that are changing around the world. Home ownership is, well, under the Namibian space, we do have an aspect in terms of a major demand for home ownership. And home ownership is one of the discussion points I listed yesterday that you can look at. People that, for example, like in the informal settlements, you can come up with a novel idea, a new way of thinking in terms of constructing a house. Just be mindful of various local authority regulations or various concepts in terms of what is deemed a house or structure under the Namibian, framework. Just think about that. Potentially, you could supply the answer for, providing a cost-effective but very efficient mass housing scheme. Well, I want to stay away from the notion of mass housing, because that would mean you would have to operate nationally. But if you can target one town, one area, one informal settlement, why not? You can start from there and find a novel way of doing so. You can find a novel way of doing so. Now, right there, this obviously does mean that you would perhaps need one or other engineering background or, technical design background, like an architect or something. For sure, that is potentially one of the requirements, because you have to, a house is not something that should fall over when the wind blows. No. Or a house should not be washed away the moment we just have that little bit of excessive rainfall falling about. No. That is just, spelling for disaster in one other direction. Ultimately, you want to supply a product that can last and that can be there for a long time. Now, that does bring us up to the end of today's discussion here on your number one talk radio station of Eagle FM. This has been your brand conversation. Stay tuned, as the On The Radar team are almost ready to make the entrance. But alternatively, also, stay out through the rest of the day for the rest of your programming to come through. here on your number one talk radio station of Eagle FM. And this has been your brand conversation here on this lovely Friday.
Speak your mind while respecting the opinions of others.
How can you say Namibia was brought on a silver platter when so many people were massacred?
No, that's not what I mean. Mm-hmm. I mean on the silver platter.
In terms of the infrastructure.
Of the infrastructure. Mm-hmm. You know, there were schools, there were roads, there were...
Be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
To grab that victory against Ivory Coast will be a big one for us. It will be the first...
For social position.
On the Radar, an Eagle News program that takes you beyond the streets and brings you closer to national and international breaking news as it unfolds. Tune in every Monday to Friday from 1 to 2:30.
Hello Namibia. Welcome to the world of Lela Pay. Lela Pay is an easy-to-use payment and booking mobile app that allows you to send out classified adverts or messages to your consumers and have them published in real time. What can you do on Lela Pay? Place classified adverts and messages on the Eagle FM app, Imba app, Lela Pay app, and place adverts in the Villager and many more vendors. You can also make payments. One can place messages of any events, including promotion, invitations, birthday wishes, funeral notices, and any announcement you wish to announce on a national level, starting from $3.50 per message. So, how does it work? Download Lela Pay app and open the app. Step 1. Register an account for free and log in to your account. Step 2. Go to your wallet balance and fund your account by filling in the required details. Step 3. Once registered, go to the vendor icons and select a vendor of your choice, Eagle FM or The Villager. Step 4. Schedule your message, type it out, and press send. Step 5. Once sent, your message or advert will shortly get published on the Eagle FM app, Imba app, Lela Pay, or The Villager newspaper. You also have the option to submit artworks for your adverts. Send these to digital@omalaiti.com and they will be published shortly. To be added onto the vendor list, contact us at 081-203-9633 or 083-288-400 or simply email us at digital@omalaiti.com. Lela Pay. Download it today. Available in the App Store and Google Play.